الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam that are listening to a program and listeners of Radio Al Ansar, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our purpose and objective in this world is to recognize Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to build, inculcate, develop a bond and a relationship with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In fact, in the Quran Kareem, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about an outstanding quality of the believers. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ People of Iman, they have intense love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us a dua. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ حُبَّكَ وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكُ وَحُبَّ عَمَلٍ يُقَرِّبُنِي إِلَىٰ حُبِّكُ O Allah, I ask of you your love, your muhabbat. If a person got the love and muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he's got everything. Second, وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكُ O Allah, grant me the love of those people who love you, so that through them I could love you. وَحُبَّ عَمَلٍ يُقَرِّبُنِي إِلَىٰ حُبِّكِ And third, give me the love of those a'mal, those actions, those deeds through which I could get close to you. Now Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showed us a very easy prescription to attain the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ Say, if you love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, or you wish to love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي Follow my path. Follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person holds firm to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would attain the love and the muhabbat of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And it is because of this, in order to inculcate and develop the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in our hearts, for the past few days, we are talking about the seerat, we are talking about the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد The best of speeches, the best of talks is the Kitabullah, the Quran Kareem, the Kalam of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And the best of ways, the best of seerats, the best of biography is the seerat and the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in fact, if a person wishes to attain Jannah, the only way for him to do it to follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannata illa man aba. Every person will attain Jannah with the exception of that person that refuses. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, wa man aba? Who is that person that will refuse to follow the sunnah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, man atani faqad dakhala al-jannah. That person who obeys me, follows my sunnah, that person would go into Jannah. And that person that goes against me, he has disobeyed me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an example. A king has built a palace, beautiful palace. He sent somebody out to go and invite the people to enter the palace to partake of the meals in the palace. So a person goes out, he invites the people and he tells them that the king has built a palace. He is inviting you to partake of the meals in the palace. Those people that accepted that invite, they enter the palace. And those people who didn't accept their invite, they didn't enter the palace. They were deprived. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, the king refers to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The palace refers to Jannah. And the person that went out to invite the people is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went out to mankind and told the mankind, come to the palace of Allah. Partake of the meals of the palace. You will enter into Jannah and paradise. Those people that accepted it, they are fortunate. Those that didn't accept it, they are unfortunate. That is why in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned, taraktu feekum amrain. I left just two things among you. I have left the world, am I about to leave the world? I leave two things in your midst. Kitabullah wa sunnati. That is the Kitabullah, the Kalam of Allah, the Quran al-Kareem and my Sunnah. You hold firm to that, then you'll be on the straight path. And you leave the Kitabullah, you leave the Sunnah, you'll be deviated. So Allah give us tawfiq, Allah give us hidayat to follow the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's only when we understand the life, the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will inculcate and develop a love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. That will motivate us to follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In discussing seerat, the biography of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we reached the 10th year of nubuwat, 10th year of prophethood. When the incident of muqata'a took place, where the leaders of Makkah Mukarramah ostracized Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. The Banu Hashim, and joined with them was the Banu Abdul Muttalib. They went into this valley, Shi'ab Abi Talib. For 3 years they suffered there, and finally Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave them victory. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Abu Talib, that, oh Abu Talib, that decree that is hanging on the Kaaba, that decree to ostracize us, that has been eaten up by the ants with the exception of the name of Allah, bi ismika Allahumma. Abu Talib then told to the kuffar of Makkah, my nephew never speaks a lie. And if he had spoken a lie, I'll hand him over to you. This is what my nephew said, that document has been eaten up with the exception of the name of Allah. When the kuffar of Makkah went and seen the document, they observed that entire document was eaten up with the exception of the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That one challenge finished off. Now another greater challenge came upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much of help, support, courage, Abu Talib, he passed away. In discussing the seerah of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we mentioned when Abdul Muttalib passed away, Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 8 years of age. He then went in the custody of his uncle Abu Talib. And Abu Talib gave him so much of support, so much of help and assistance. And he was very fond of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We mentioned the incident of the drought. When Abu Talib and the people of Makkah went by the Kaaba Sharif to make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for rain, he made Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam stand by the Kaaba Sharif, and he observed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointing his finger. Soon a cloud came rushing and it rained upon the people. On that, Abu Talib would say, praising Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa abyaz yustasqa biwajhihi al-ghamam thimalul yatama ismatul lil aramil. He's such a bright faced person that it is through him that the rains from the clouds come down. He is a support and a pillar for orphans and for widows. Now, Abu Talib's passing away was very difficult upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Bukhari Sharif, the incident is mentioned when Abu Talib was on his deathbed. Abu Jahl was there, Umayyah ibn Khalf were there, the leaders of the Kuffar were there. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also came up and he told to Abu Talib that, oh my beloved uncle, just say La ilaha illallah. Just say La ilaha illallah. Make a verbal proclamation. No one worthy of worship but Allah. I will take care of the rest of it and I will intercede to Almighty Allah. Abu Talib looks at Abu Jahl. Abu Talib looks at Umayyah ibn Khalaf. He looks at the seniors that were there. And he looks at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally he told, Ala millati Abdul Muttalib. Deprived of Iman. After he passed away, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that, I'm still going to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to forgive my uncle. I will make istighfar for him. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then revealed this verse. مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرُبَى. It does not behove a Nabi of Allah and the believers to seek forgiveness for the mushrikeen, even though they may be close relatives. It was on that occasion that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed this verse, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot give hidayah to whoever you want to. Hidayah is not in your hands. You make an effort, Allah is the one that gives hidayah. This is a thought-provoking incident for you and I to ask ourselves a question. When Abu Talib gave so much of support to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, supported Islam, did whatever he could do to protect Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not get Iman. What did you and I do to get this Iman? What did you and I do to get this Iman? This is purely a gift from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When the flesh and blood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not get Iman, how did we get that Iman? It is a pure gift from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which we should appreciate. 3 days after Abu Talib passed away, now Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha also passed away. She was a great support and a pillar of strength for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We mentioned in the incident of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she gave moral support, physical support, financial support, every possible support for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She would even take the food to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a cave of Hira. And on one instance, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadi Khadija, Khadija is coming just now to you. Iqra'ha minni wa min Rabb as-salam. convey from me and convey from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala salam to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. What can we tell about that woman, that great, illustrious, amazing woman who become the recipient of salam from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ مِنْ قَصَبْ لَا صَخَبْ وَلَا نَسَبْ. Give a glad tidings of Jannah, a Jannah made from bamboo in which there won't be any noise, there won't be any tiredness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very sad and grieved upon the demise of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. Two tragic incidents took place, and therefore the 10th year of Nubuwa is called Amul Huzn, the year of grief. Coupled to that, another incident took place. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became despondent of the people of Makkah accepting Islam. He decided, let me go to a nearby Ta'if and invite the people of Ta'if into Islam. Perhaps they may accept Islam and probably Islam will flourish from there. He goes to Ta'if and speaks to the three leaders, Abdi Yalil, Habib and Mas'ud, inviting them to Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expected a positive response from them. But unexpectedly, one person told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, could not Allah choose anybody better than you? Could not Allah choose anybody better than you? What a humiliating statement. What an embarrassing statement to say, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another leader told, if you are the Prophet of Allah, to go against you will be my disaster. And if you're not the Prophet of Allah, I don't want to talk to you. These three leaders then incited the immoral people of the area to assault Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to attack Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People gathered. With Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Zayd ibn Haritha. They took stones, threw at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pelted at him. Often Zayd ibn Haritha would come in the front, on the side, on the left, from behind, and take all the wounds by himself. He himself was wounded, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also wounded. Finally, Nabi Kareem sallallahu went away from there. He went to the orchard of Utbah and Shaybah. He sat under the tree. And then he makes this supplication to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, in which he says, Allahumma ilayka ashku za'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati. O Allah, to you I complain about the weakness of my strength and the weakness of the means that I've adopted. Wa hawani 'ala an-nas ya arhamar rahimin. He praises Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah, you are the most merciful of those that show mercy. Anta Rabbul Mustad'afin. You are the Rabb of those that have been weakened, oppressed, people that are persecuted. It's a lengthy dua, but one thought-provoking statement of that dua. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that illam yaskhat alay. Allah, if you are not angry on me, illam yaskhat alay. Allah, if you are not angry on me, fala ubali. Then I don't care. As long as you are not displeased, as long as you are not angry with me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated in an orchard. Utbah and Shaybah felt a little sorry for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw the state of desperation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they sent their slave Adas with a tray of grapes. And Adas told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that partake of the grapes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu stretched his hand and he says, Bismillah. In the name of Allah. Adas was surprised. In this land, nobody says Bismillah. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Adas, where are you from? He said, I'm from Nainwa. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Nainwa of Yunus? Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam? So Adas was surprised. How do you know about Yunus alayhi salam? I come from Nainwa. I know Yunus. How do you know about Yunus? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that he is my brother in prophethood. In the hadith it comes that all the Prophet of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they are brothers because they propagate the same message. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When Addas heard this, he first heard the experience of Bismillah. Now he's hearing about Yunus alayhi salam. He proclaims that he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. In this incident of Taif, at least one person was given hidayat, that was Addas. Most respected elders and friends, before I conclude, there's a lesson for us to take in this. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through so many challenges in life. Every one of us will go through challenges. Who among us don't go through challenges? Every single person goes through some challenges in life. And that is the test of our iman. At times, we, in a state of desperation, we start questioning. Why is this happening? Why is my problem not getting sorted out? But reflect on some verses of the Quran Kareem. Alif Lam Mim. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتَرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do you think that Allah will leave the people just to proclaim amanna? We brought iman. وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. And they're not going to be tested? Definitely you'll be tested. In the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, the condition of a mu'min is like a stem. Thin stem that comes out from the ground. The wind blows. Sometime on the right, when the wind don't blow, the stem becomes straight. Again, when the wind blows from the opposite direction, the stem goes in the opposite direction. With this example, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that the condition of a mu'min, you just went through one challenge, one problem got sorted out. No, you just took a breather in your life and now another problem comes. And this carries on and on and on. And sometimes we wonder, why is this? We should remember, لِنَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent us to test us. And in this transitory world, we are in an examination room. When a person is writing an examination, you'll see he's tensed. Look at his facial appearance. See how he is sweating. And he is worried what is going to happen to him. Is he going to pass? Is he not going to pass? But he went there in the examination room to write the test to be able to pass. The condition of a mu'min is just like that. We are in the examination room. We're writing our test. Halat is going to come. And Allah is testing us how we react to halat. In conclusion, just one advice. Remember, there's two things. One is our aqal and one is our heart. One is our rationale. We think with our brains. And one is our heart. We have feelings and emotions. When we are looking for solutions to the various problems and challenges in our lives, then we should deal in proportion of our head to our hearts. Let our aqal prevail over our emotions. Don't let our emotions prevail over our aqal. If our emotions take over, we'll never find solutions. It will be a complete emotional state of affairs. But if we suppress our emotion and let our aqal take over, just as Allah put our head above our hearts, in that proportion, we deal with all the issues of our life, then we will find solutions. That is why Allah has given us aqal. And that is why in one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have mentioned, Al-ina'atu min Allah wal-ujlatu min ash-shaytan. To be careful, to be cautious when you're facing challenges of life and apply your mind carefully. Khuzil amra bit-tadbir. When you are looking for solutions, adopt the right attitude. This is from the side of Allah. And just to hasten, look for solutions without applying your mind in a state of feeling, in a state of emotion, then that is from the side of shaitan. Allah give us tawfiq, Allah give us hidayat to inculcate in our lives the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to develop a love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our heart, and that is by understanding the life of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We'll now be making the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And as I mentioned many times, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have mentioned, make so much of zikr of Allah, make so much of zikr of Allah, that when people look at you, they say, this person is a mad person. But in reality, the person is not mad. He's actually intoxicated in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So let the whole world say this person is bad, as long as that person is enjoying his ta'alluq and his muhabbat with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us a dua, Allahumma aftah أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك. Our hearts are locked up. We make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, oh Allah, you open up the locks of our heart through your zikr. When we make the zikr of Allah, the locks open up in our heart, and through that, the rahmat, the love, the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala enters our heart. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.